We have a group of clinical placement coordinators here working in Sligo University Hospital and community areas like ID services, where recently they've been denied a pay rise that was given to clinical nurse manager grades, that would be grade two. And heretofore, they have always had an alignment in terms of their pay. That happened, we believe, an error, but the HSE are refusing to resolve that. We've asked the HSE to attend the court to try and progress this, and they're actually refusing to attend the court. We can't allow it to happen for this cohort of workers. They are absolutely instrumental in helping to achieve the standards that students need to achieve here, which ultimately protects the patient in the long run. If we don't get these workers paid, it'll potentially work as a disincentive for the grade. We'll have very skilled, highly educated people going off for different roles, and that'll potentially have a negative impact on the students and their standards. Any nurse or midwife who has gone through the system will say that at some stage of their education, a CPC was instrumental in either keeping them in the services or giving them the hope to continue on through what's a very difficult training. This grade has to be supported. We can't allow the employer to walk away from it. It has to be resolved.
And as you say, Neil, the CPCs play a crucial role for across a number of levels, really, but particularly in being there for students when they're finished as well. Like, obviously, everybody that's here protesting today feel they need adequate support to do that.
Absolutely. In our view, it's an absolute disgrace that an employer won't turn up to the court and there's a problem. We always attend to be solution-focused, try and work through something, but the reason we believe they're not attending is because there's no logical answer to this. They have always been included in pay increases. Somebody somewhere either made a decision or made an error resulting in this cohort workers not being paid the same rates. That cannot happen. It cannot be allowed. Like we said, this is going to impact, we believe, potentially in the long run for student education within the hospitals, within the community areas. We can't allow that to happen. Patients will suffer in the end. We want to keep the standards. We need to keep these workers interested in their specialist role. And something has to change now. And we're out here today in the rain to get support in advance of the elections, because ultimately where the employer isn't answering, we want to see the government or whoever goes into government to stand by these local workers.